I see. You just scoop.
Yeah. Fingers just was level. I mean, just sloped down like that, you know. Mm-hmm. They were just about 2x4s turned up edgeways and then sharpened down there. And when you got that full of hay, well, you headed for the baler, you know, with it. You put on, ordinarily almost as much as you'd throw on a wagon loose, you know. And you just drive up there, you know, to get where you want it, and then you backed your team up, and when they started backing up, well, them prongs went right down like that, and it just left your hay on a pile there, you see. You just backed out front and go get another load. Uh-huh.
In other words, that was homemade.
That's all, yeah.
Homemade.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Of course, you can get factory-made bull rakes. You can get them, but most of the people...
I never heard of that.
Most of the people made them themselves, uh-huh. And...
They just nailed 2x4s in a kind of...
Yeah. Yeah, they're...
shake them down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They were 2x4s, and they had 2 wheels. They wasn't iron wheels. They wasn't more than about that high. They were low. And then they had a board across the back here, 2x12. And the one that was driving could stand up on that, you know. And then they had some stuff here to keep it from going clear on back. It'd come back against that. And you fill that thing up in there. And it didn't take you long to either go down a windrow or after they'd made piles out of it with the other rake. Just go down through there, you know, and just pick that up, and you just head out for the baler with it, you know, when you got her full. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fast. Of course, you had to be, or they'd have it baled up before you got back, you know.
You never kept hay out in the field in a rick or a shock?
No, we rick some, I mean shock, but not too much. We have so much rain usually here in the winter. And then the stock will usually tear it down if you don't do something, you know, when you go to feeding it. If you just turn them to it, well, they'll just pull it and walk on it. And first thing you know, they just got a lot of it.
Did you ever hear of a hay barrack or some stakes put up and like this, and then the whole thing covered over with hay, to keep... I guess the stock could get inside and for protection. Maybe that's some bad where you got a lot of snow or something.
Yeah, I've seen them here in this country.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Is that what they call them, a barrack?
I don't know what they call them. We never did have them, but I've seen them. Some says the lazy man's manger, you know. That is, you could drive right up at the end, you know, and just. Or at the side, just roll that hay in there, you know, and just get in there and trump it and trump, you know. And like you say, them pieces that come down from it there, well, it'd be like this. And then there'd be a trough here, what they pull down would fall in that trough, you know. Mm-hmm. And it'll just gradually give down as they eat it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty good deal, and they're standing in the dry, you know, to eat that. It's a pretty good deal. Now that's I've seen some deals.
Lazy man's manger, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. It was the lazy man's manger. Uh-huh. Well, it works pretty good now. Uh-huh.
How about did you ever stack it around a pole?
Yeah.
What did you do with after you baled it? What did you do with it?
Well, after we'd bale it, well, we'd usually always had barn room then, you know, stack it in the barn.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you keep it, would you throw it up over or?
Yeah, we'd usually have a way if we had to go up very high with it, well,